And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
News out of Turkey. And this is, you know, this is kind of sad in a way because really when you think about it, the European countries are much more advanced as far as it goes when in regards to health and animal welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been for many years. In Turkey, anybody who wants to have a pet at home will need to undergo training now, and they'll also have to provide suitable accommodations and welfare for the animals and get a certificate. A certificate to have an animal. Sales of pets and animals, except for fish and birds, are going to be banned in all pet shops, and prison sentences are for torture and ill treatment of animals.
Gosh,
so they're really coming down hard in Turkey on this. Now, of course, I know in India, like the cow has been sacred forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's big time penalties for the cows. But now in Turkey, those who sell pets, they're obliged to participate in training programs and also be certified.
That's pretty good.
If you're picked up for torturing animals, you're going to pay a fine of 2,000 liras. For those who ill-treat animals on purpose is a $1,000 fine. Mm-hmm. 500 for those who walk their dangerous and risky dogs without a strap and muzzle.
Jeez.
There you go. Mm. And apparently a problem that I was unaware of, they're... you'll spend time in jail if you have sex with an animal. At least three months to two years is what
they're
doing.
An issue in Turkey?
Apparently, it is.
You spend twice as long if the animal isn't pleased.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Alan, I'm going to ignore you for that moment. How do they end up having enough people to, like, do all the paperwork for these kind of,
you know
I'm just thinking how many people have all those, you know, dogs, cats, birds. How are you going to cover that, and how's the government going to follow up with it?
Who knows, but we should watch it closely as a model for here in the U.S. I think it would be great if we had this kind of legislation for people that tortured animals or that simply neglected them.
Yeah, don't provide adequate housing and just tie them up in backyards.
You know, we need a license to drive a car, right?
Yep.
What do you think? Am I going overboard? Am I thinking too much government in our system here? Let us know. 1-866-405-8405. If our U.S. government said you needed a certificate to have an animal, would you do that? What do you think? Is that too much government, too little, or just right?
Well, you know, it also depends on, is it another way for the government to get money out of people? You know, I mean, if it's about money, it makes me upset. But if it's about really caring and making sure that people are prepared to bring home a dog and know what to do and they have a good educational background, that's always a good thing. I mean, they don't teach how to be a great parent or how to be a great dog owner in school, and yet you need a fishing license and a driver's license. You need all that.
I'm going to go on the other side of this, because who's going to tell you how to take care of that animal better than someone within the animal industry? So we're going to have the government tell us, oh, you don't know how to take care of a dog. Here's how you take care of it. You know, we don't need government pushing their noses into all of our business. Now, if there's already a body that can do some certification, but do we need government to get bigger to do this? Or should we just look into, like, the local rescue community, the veterinarians, the USDA, what's already on the books? I fear for what it will cause pet owners to go through and animals suffer more, because they're going to have get rid of them because they don't want to pay for the fees or can't meet the government's rules.
And all they do is keep adding rules to everything. I mean, every year there's more rules.
Well, it's not happening here, but hypothetically, could it happen here? Should it happen here? I'd love to hear your views. 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.